Hello and welcome to the second episode of the Time Management Crash Course. My name is Colin Tudor, and in this episode we will be talking about prioritization. So, I'm sure everyone knows, or at least has heard the word prioritization before, and I'm sure you understand having priorities. You know, sometimes we have to prioritize things differently. And one of the best ways to do this and help you figure out what's actually worth your time is something called the prioritization matrix. So it's a matrix that's based on both high and low importance and high and low urgency. The highest priority would obviously be things that are of high importance and high urgency. And a big reason why we're doing this episode now is because hopefully you went out and you got a calendar. And if you didn't, it's never too late. But prioritization, after having some sort of system to manage, to like put your time into a visual aspect, the next important thing is to figure out how to prioritize that time. And once you're able to prioritize that time, it will help with every other skill that we're going to talk about. So how do you decide what is the most important? And probably actually the more important question is, what do you do with what is the most important and most urgent? And what do you do with everything else as they vary in their levels of importance and urgency? There's basically four D's of time management. They are do, delay, delegate, and drop. So it follows that exact order. So the high importance but high urgency, those are the things you just do. They're the things you want to get done as soon as possible. The things that are less important but still urgent, those are the delay category. So we can just take our time with those ones. We don't necessarily have to jump in right away and do those because they're not as important as the ones we need to do. And then delegating, those are the ones that are their high urgency but low importance. So these are the ones basically we ask other people to do when we're talking about like a work environment. In just like your normal everyday life, these would probably just be your do last type of events. And that's okay. Sometimes, though, those are probably the things we want to do the most, which is why it's really important to prioritize what you need to actually do. And if we keep that in mind with our prioritization, we'll find ourselves being a lot more successful because, you know, maybe you really want to go watch 5 movies at your friend's house, but it's not urgent and it's not really important when you compare to the homework you have to do or reports you need to make at work. So you just do it last if it's even possible to do it. And then the last category is our drop category. These are basically the things that they're not important, they're not urgent, you don't need to do them. And this is a big way to keep yourself on track with things. I'm sure every single one of us can admit that we've had times where you wasted maybe 15 minutes, maybe an hour and a half, just scrolling through looking at your phone. It's okay. We can all be okay with that. It's something, it just happens. We have phones and they are very distracting at times, but those are definitely low importance, low urgency activities. If we keep ourselves in line with our prioritization, we'll be able to cut out activities that cause us to lose time and get off track from our calendar and keep us from doing the things that we really need to do. So my challenge to you is to look at some of the things you do in your life currently, write down this matrix, write down some of those things that you do, pretty commonplace things, and then put them on the matrix. Figure out really how important or how urgent these activities are to you. And I know that as you do, we'll be able to find a lot more of the drop category tasks and events, and we'll be able to keep ourselves more focused on things that will actually help us. Thanks again for listening. My name is Colin Tudor, and this has been the Time Management Crash Course.